Here at Paddy Power, we're the home of the Money Back Special, with some incredible offers every single week. Check out the website or app today. Terms and conditions apply. 18+ BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome along to the GAA Postcast in association with Paddy Power. I'm David Jennings from the Racing Post, and once again, I'm joined in part one for all the football chat by Paddy O'Rourke, and we've got Paddy Ahern from our sponsors, Paddy Power. Now, if you weren't listening last weekend, first of all, shame on you, and your punishment was missing out on a whole host of winners from Paddy O'Rourke. He tipped Cormac Costello anytime goalscorer. He tipped Michael Newman anytime goalscorer. He tipped Roscommon to score over 13.5 points. He tipped Meade minus 7. And he tipped Cathal Craig anytime goalscorer. And if that wasn't good enough, he also tipped Roscommon to reach the Super 8s again at a big price, which looks great value now. So this is a man in form. It's worth your while tuning in for the rest of the show to hear what Paddy O'Rourke has to tip this week. And as usual, we're going to kick off with our three quickfire questions. And the first three are for you, Paddy O'Rourke. And number one is, not including Stephen Cluxton, who is the best goalkeeper in the business?
It'd be a coin flip between Rory Beggan or Niall Morgan, probably. The two boys are hot on Cluxton's heels, but I think overall, all-round goalkeeper is probably Niall Morgan, I'd say.
Okay, Niall Morgan. I'm going to throw Raymond Galligan in there. I think he's top class. Maybe not as good as them two, but he's almost there. I think he's excellent. Okay, number two. It's a draw match, deep into injury time. Who do you pick to take a 45-metre free?
Michael Murphy.
Yes, I would agree. Yeah, no, I think that's a good choice. And number three, who is the most talented footballer you have ever played with? So you've played with some of the greats in Meath football over the last decade or so. Who's the most talented footballer you've ever played with?
Trevor Giles.
I know, that's very patriotic. Clubman of yours.
Yeah, I was very lucky.
He was exceptional, wasn't he?
He was just outrageously gifted, like everything. Left foot, right foot, vision, brain, you name it, he had it all.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids that started playing football in screen because of Trevor Giles. He was a star. Okay, Paddy Ahern, your three quickfire questions. How was last weekend from a Paddy Power perspective on the football front, and what was your worst result?
Yeah, again, it was a really good result. I was tempted just to annoy everyone and say our worst result was in the Galway Club Championship with St Michael's beating Spittle, but it was actually Donegal. Donegal minus, but in terms of, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it was small fry because we were top right Mayo, and getting them beat was pretty nice.
So yous are on a serious run at the minute.
Yeah, going well. Yeah, it started well. Normally we actually struggle in May. Just we'd say we'd kind of... With all these pluses plus a lot of the plus handicaps getting up, it's yeah, it's good for us.
Okay, what was the biggest bet struck with Paddy Power last weekend, and who was it on?
Yeah, it was well into four figures, and somebody was about 5 minutes into the Mayo match, and a guy, I think it was about it was about $4,000 on Mayo at 1-7, unfortunately.
$4,000 on Mayo at 1-7. Wow, I wonder, was it that fan? Did you see the clip on Twitter with the fellow with the bag on his head, the Mayo fan?
Did you see it? I did.
There's a different breed of people in Mayo. $4,000 at 1-7 on Mayo, and it stayed in Paddy Power satchels. Okay, your final question, Paddy Ahern, is: was there any interest in Dublin for the All Ireland after their trashing of Louth? Did they move in the market at all?
On Saturday evening, there was interest in one team, and I'll give you a guess who it was.
Mayo.
It was Mayo yet again at 16-1. Couldn't get enough of them. It was just
Lord, holy God.
It's just whatever they do, it just can't. They just can't be knocked in punters' eyes.
So anyway, put in perspective here. You pushed them out 16-1 after the match. Give me the kind of the amount of bets, the figures of the bets. What kind of stuff are you taking?
Yeah, so we'll go from the start of the year. So, like, Dublin, who everyone is tipping to win the All-Ireland, are by far the most likely team. Now, they are the shortest price, there's no question about that. But we've taken 186 single bets in Dublin. We've taken 1,648 bets on Mayo.
Stop.
Since we opened the market. Since we opened the market to win the All-Ireland in 2019. So, yeah, that's a bit of an insight into punters' mindset.
And that's why you still have a job. Okay, so there you go, folks. Moving on to this weekend's matches. Saturday evening, it's all Munster affair. We've got two Munster Championship semi-finals, and we're going to kick off at Porky Ring, 7 o'clock on Saturday. Cork v Limerick. Paddy Ahern, can I get some prices and handicaps?
Yeah, 1-12, Cork 16-1, the draw. Limerick are 15-2, Cork minus 7, 10-11, handicap draw 10s, Limerick plus 7, even money.
Paddy O'Rourke, what can we expect from Cork this summer? You never know what you're going to get from them. Is there going to be a more consistent Cork team this summer?
I think there will be. There's small rumblings that they've played a couple of challenge matches there in the last couple of weeks, and they've performed quite well. I think they played in Beck Galway, and I think they've played the Dubs as well. But yeah, I'm expecting them now to throw the shackles off and maybe bounce back a little bit from their poor league form.
And do you think Cork will beat the handicap?
I think they will. I think that the weekend, it's going to be a chance for them to maybe, you know, as I said, throw the shackles off and maybe throw caution to the wind a bit. It'll be weather dependent. This weekend, I think the weather is going to be pretty bad across the country. So it'll be tight, but I think they will beat the handicap.
Yeah, I agree. Paddy Ahern, what are we going to expect from Cork this year?
Yeah, as Paddy said, I mean, the vibes that are coming out of Cork ever since the end of the league was that they're going well, and they're going well in challenges and all that kind of stuff. In terms of a longer-term prospect, like, I just think like they're going to need a bit of luck. I think they are going to get beaten by Kerry. I do think they'll win this, but they'll get beaten by Kerry, and then they're looking for a lot of help in that draw. You know, like, there is a bit of danger in there now. Obviously, Monaghan and Fermanagh got drawn together, but Mayo are still going to be there. There's going to be one of Donegal and Tyrone coming through as well, so, like, I think the biggest likelihood now is that they are going to be outsiders for that preliminary quarterfinals. So for them to get to Super 8s, I think their aim would be to get to the Super 8s, and I think Ronan McCarthy would be really happy. It would be a successful year for them considering the base that they're coming from in the last couple of years. But I wouldn't fancy them in that match. I think they'll win on Saturday night. But the best bet that I kind of saw was, I think, like, Limerick, in fairness to Limerick, they had a real goal threat against Tipper, and Tipper is open as a book now. But I don't think Cork are going to be all that much different, really. Like, I do think with Ian Corbett kind of bolting and making these runs from centre-back that Limerick will create goal chances. The best bet I thought in the coupon was Cork to win, and both teams to score at 11-8. So, yeah, I think Cork will win, but may not cover the 7, I don't think.
So Cork to win and both teams to score a goal, 11-10?
11-8.
Okay. Paddy O'Rourke, you were knocking them out of the park last weekend with your best bets on the coupon. Kick us off with another winner here.
I think we'll stick with the goal scoring threat. I'm going to go with Brian Hurley anytime and Cork to win. I think that's roughly about 5-2. I think he'll be the closest Cork man to the goals. And if they're going to win, he might sneak a goal.
Lovely stuff. So Brian Hurley, anytime goal scorer, and Cork to win the match at 5-2 with Paddy Power. And I'm going to keep it simple and tip Cork -7 at 10-11 with Paddy Power. So the second Munster semi-final is at Cusack Park in Ennis at 7 o'clock. It is Clare v Kerry. And Paddy Ahern, I presume this is all one-way traffic in the market.
Yeah, it looks like it. Clare 16-1, 33 is the draw. Kerry 1-80. 13-point handicap, even money. Clare 10-11, Kerry, and the handicap draws 11-1.
Paddy O'Rourke, are Kerry the closest thing we have right now to Dublin?
No, their defence is too shaky to come close to Dublin.
And do you think that's something that's going to even prevent them maybe from even getting to an All-Ireland final? Might they exit in the Super 8s perhaps?
Yeah, I think so. If you look at Dublin or you look at Tyrone or you look at Mayo, you could nearly pick 4 or 5 of the defence week in, week out on where they're going to play. With Kerry, like, you're seeing Tadhg Morley in at full back, Jack Sherwood's out at centre back. You know, Paul Murphy's not starting. He could be hurt. I don't know what the story is. But, you know, the Kerry defence seems to be a little bit. They're still trying to find out about lads, and they're trying to try them in early rounds of championship, which isn't ideal.
So you're thinking that Kerry might not reach the All Ireland semi final this year?
I don't think so, no.
Wow, that's a big shout. Paddy Ahern, are you as pessimistic about Kerry's 2019 campaign?
I think it all depends on who they come down against. You know, if they play a defensive-minded team like Galway, I do think they are going to struggle. But, like, if they can kind of get a Super 8s group with a bit of a shootout in it. I think the most interesting thing from last weekend is that it looks very, very likely if Mayo do go on a run, if they get to the Super 8s, and if Galway win Connacht, like, there's a lot of ifs in there, but it looks like the Super 8 group on that side is going to be Dublin, Galway and Mayo. which would kind of free up a couple of other teams to come into the Kerry side of it, even though they are going to have Ulster teams. But like, I mean, the way Tyrone are playing, I think they could actually end up being a pretty decent matchup for Kerry, unless they kind of go back to the old defensive ways that they have been employing in the last couple of years. I wouldn't be so pessimistic. I think they'll always score enough to really give teams a lot to think about. I would imagine that they'll get to the All-Ireland semi-final. It's, again, like, the defence is a big worry, but I think they'll get to the semi-final, right, yeah.
Okay, and what punters want to know is now. It's all about the here and now. Are Kerry going to cover the 13-point handicap?
There was a bit of a difference between this and the disc, actually. Damien was a lot kind of more edging towards the Clare side. I just think it's going to be very hard for Clare. Like, the thing about Clare, you know, Keelan Sexton, one of their main scorers, is gone. Like, he kind of wanted to go to America, and he stepped away from the panel for the summer. And you have to be scoring more than 8 points against Waterford to be anywhere competitive against the big teams, and you have to be scoring more. Like, they didn't score for 31 minutes in that game, which would be a massive worry for me. So I would be on the Kerry side of it. And just in the Paddy's been doing really well with his anytime goal score bets, and I think Stephen O'Brien might be an anytime goal score bet in this as well. He's about 3-1, and he's we saw in the league final and the league in general in the last couple of years, he's a real life goal too.
Okay, so Stephen O'Brien, anytime goal scorer. Has Paddy Hearn stolen your thunder here, Paddy O'Rourke?
No, I'm going to play it safe. I'll go for a goal scorer, but I'll go for Paul Geaney anytime and Kerry to win. He'd be the closest Kerry forward to the goals, and he's a great eye for goals. So I think he's about 15-8.
Okay, so 15-8, Paul Geaney to score a goal and for Kerry to win the match. So moving on swiftly to Sunday's action, and probably the most exciting game we're going to see this weekend in football terms is at Clonus at 4 o'clock on Sunday. It's Cavan v Armagh. Paddy Hearn, this is a real interesting one. Let's hear some prices and handicaps.
Yeah, 4-6 Cavan, 15-2 the draw, 13-8 Armagh. Even money Cavan -1. The handicap draws 8, Armagh +1, even money also.
Okay, Paddy O'Rourke, I strongly fancy Armagh here. Am I wrong?
I think you could have a shout. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised now at all if Armagh were to win. Cavan coming in as favourites won't suit them. And I think your man in goals is costly. I think he's a bit erratic, Mr. Galligan.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think he's pretty solid, no?
His kickouts against Monaghan put Cavan under pressure, especially just after half time. And that, I think, if Armagh can push up and put him under pressure, he's liable to find the sideline a few times. And I just something about him. I just can't warm to him at all.
Okay, we'll have to beg to differ there. Paddy Hearn, with this Armagh team, the reason I think they could cause an upset here is because their style of play, they kick the ball so much. It's going to be a completely different test for Cavan here. Reen O'Neill, I thought, was exceptional in the win over Down. And I just thought the fact that they've got that Ulster win off their backs, it could gather huge momentum, I thought, from a man. And I just think right now at the prices, I think they're far better value than Cavan are.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. I think the weather is going to have a huge kind of impact on this game. So if you look at all over the weekend, like if you look at Clonus on Sunday, it looks like it's going to be kind of raining and showers all day long, and there's going to be a bit of wind. And I don't think that's going to suit Armagh at all. Like, in general terms, I think if this was, you know, like a complete summer kind of weather, and if Armagh had the chance to kind of kick past their way throughout the whole game, I think they would have a big threat. But I think the draw is a runner, but I would actually, the way it's kind of going and the way that Cavan play, like Armagh as well should have been out of sight against Down a couple of times, even in extra time. Again, they just kind of went back.
They still got over the line. So it doesn't matter. Once they actually did get over the line, I think that's a big thing.
Yeah, that's true. I still would be sort of worried though. Like, I want to see a team kicking on in that regard as well. If they're going to, like, Cavan were very, very good against Monaghan. They're obviously a panel that's very much together, and they're going the right way about it. Matchups are going to play a huge thing as well. So Pádraig Faulkner was very good the other day. Like, he'd probably stay in Jamie Clark, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him if Reen O'Neill kind of drifts out the field and causes him trouble as he did Down. I'd say he could follow him out as well. The one thing I would say as well, if you look at the goals that Armagh conceded, like, they seem very susceptible to a high ball in there as well. Like, if you wanted to all three goals, but even the Donal O'Hare one was kind of a long enough ball in, and he just won and laid off. So if you want to throw Garage McKiernan in there and cause a bit of a cat and munch, the pigeons, like, Armagh are going to have a bit of trouble there, I think, with just the way the style that Cavan play as well. And I thought Cavan over 1.5 goals was a bet as well. I think that's about 2-1. Just those three goals were just... It just looked like they'd never seen a high ball before, Armagh, and that full-back line when it came in the first day. So I'd be slightly worried in that regard.
Okay, very interesting. So it could be goals on the menu for Cavan. Paddy, O'Rourke, what's the best bet on the coupon here in Cavan v Armagh?
I think Cavan -1. That's about even money.
Tell me that.
Yeah. I think the weather's going to play a huge role in this, and the fact that Cavan mastered Monaghan in the same type of conditions in Breffni, that they'll be able to do it again on Sunday.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I think you're wrong. I think 13-8 Armagh is a cracking bet, but. As we've learned from the last few weeks, Paddy O'Rourke has been spot on with his tipping, so far be it from me to say that he is going to be wrong. So the final clash on Sunday is the Leinster Senior Football Championship quarter-final replay between Longford and Kildare. 3 o'clock, O'Connor Park. After the draw last weekend, Paddy, what way are the prices?
Yeah, it's 1-2 Kildare. The draw is 15-2 Longford, 9-4. Kildare -2, 10-11. Handicap draw 9s, and Longford +2 is even money.
Paddy O'Rourke, surely be to God Kildare will get the job done this time, will they?
Yeah, I think so. I think they'll. It was kind of what it was the wake up call they needed. I think this weekend you could see them winning 5 or 6 points.
Okay, so you'd be pretty strong. You think they'll learn from the. Now, they were poor against Wicklow too.
Yeah, I think we started off the podcast there a few weeks ago, and we talked about, is it Kieran McGeaney's last year with Armagh? I think it's definitely O'Neill's last year in Kildare. I think he's kind of ran his course, and whatever he can get them to achieve this year will be a bonus. But I think for the playing group and the population-wise and how strong some of their clubs are, I think he needs to be getting a stronger and a better team on the pitch week in, week out.
Yeah, certainly. I'd agree with that. So your best bet on the coupon is?
It'll be Kildare -2. That's the bet for me.
That's mine as well. Yeah, Kildare -2, 10-11. I completely agree. Paddy O'Hearn, are you going to make it a hat-trick? Kildare -2, 10-11?
Yeah, I think so. Generally, the favourites learn more from these drawn games if you look back over the years. And I think... I don't think Kildare are any great shakes. I don't think they're going to have a long summer or anything like that. But I think they can. Like, they brought Jimmy Hyland off the bench last week to kick 2 from play. So I think he's going to start as well. The most interesting thing about this game, I'll just mention the American we have on site. Like, it can go to a penalty shootout, so that would make a bit of history. But I think you have to go through an extra time, then 2 more 5 periods of extra time. So it's like it's 250 to one the pair if you want one of them to qualify in the penalty shootout. But I think the best bet, I think, again... What you find in these replays, the high scoring replays, that the score generally comes down. Both teams learn a lot from it. So we think under 34.5 points could be the bet as well here.
Yeah, especially with the weather, the way it's likely to be, I think that could be a good bet as well. So we're thinking Kildare are going to win, and it could be lower scoring than expected. So now it's time for our best bets of the weekend in the Football Championship.
This will not be beaten.
Paddy O'Rourke, let's hear it. Everybody is waiting patiently. Your best bet of the weekend is?
Paul Geaney, anytime, Kerry win 15-8.
Lovely stuff. Paddy O'Hearn?
Yeah, I'm going to go Cork to win and both teams to score a goal, and Cork and Limerick at 11-8.
Excellent. And I will be going for Armagh to beat Cavan at 13-8 with Paddy Power. And Paddy O'Hearn, we have this special on the website every week. The GA podcast, Nap Treble, will be enhanced on the Paddy Power site. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah, for football and hurling all year, yeah, we'll enhance both them.
Excellent, excellent stuff. So that's it for this weekend's football chat. Join us in part 2, where we'll be joined by Aidan Fogarty and Paddy O'Hearn for all the hurling action.
Friends, or maybe more, earn a 20 quid free bet for every friend you refer to Paddy Power, thanks to our Friends with Benefits programme. Log in to your Paddy Power account and share your referral link to get started. Terms and conditions apply. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Yes, welcome back to this week's GA Postcast in association with Paddy Power. I'm David Jennings from the Racing Post, and in part 2 we are joined by Aidan Fogarty and once again by Paddy O'Hearn from our sponsors Paddy Power. And those of you who listened last week would have known that the lads predicted a real tight game in Pier Stadium between Wexford and Galway, and of course it did end in a draw, as Paddy O'Hearn and Aidan Fogarty kind of predicted. I think your bet, Paddy, your best bet of last weekend was a draw or either team to win by 4 points, so you certainly got that right. So stay tuned to hear what the lads fancy in this weekend's action, another bumper weekend of action in the Munster Championship. But before then, let's have our three quick fire questions. And the first three are for you, Aidan Fogarty. Number one, after seeing Galway last weekend, how far will they go in this year's All-Ireland race?
Yeah, David, looking at last weekend, they surely didn't look great at all. It was a dismal affair, really, up in Salt Hill. Galway were well off the pace.
Bloody wind.
Yeah, well, the wind, but I don't know whether I can blame a wind. It's always windy in Salt Hill, but they were missing frees from 30 yards out, and just poor wise Lee Chindrov, I don't know how many wise, and even the game itself, it never took off, you know. And I'm an advocate for Leinster hurling, but you can't defend that. I thought it was very bad. But I suppose going back to your question, Galway going forward, I think there's an awful lot of improvements in them. They're flat at the minute. They're a bit leaderless. You know, Joe Canning is out. He's out for probably the next game as well. But I think also, like, the picking of the team, Micheál O'Donoghue, he's got away from what they were good at. You know, when we seen them get to the All-Irelands and competing at the top level, they were going direct and they were playing to the strengths of Conor Cooney, you know, Jason Flynn in the full forward line and Joseph Cooney. They're going for the height. And they're just, I think they're kind of overplaying the short ball a small bit, and they're trying to find their feet. But I still think they'll get out of Leinster, and I still think they'll make it to a semi-final. I think there's an awful lot of improvement to get there. If they get their team proper, if they start Joseph Cooney, start Johnny Glynn, get the forwards ticking over and find a bit of leaders as well. You know, Jason Flynn and Niall Burke are not ticking over like they were before. They're kind of the same type of a hurler, if you know what I mean. And, you know, it's very bland, but an awful lot to work on. And I think that's a positive for him. But Joe Canning is a serious loss there. But I still think they'll make it to a semi-final stage.
Okay, so semi-final exit potentially for Galway. Number two, who is the best defender in the modern game?
Yeah, God, in the modern game, it's so hard to pick out defenders now the way the game has gone, the short ball and the passing. But look, it's very hard to look past, I suppose, Pádraig Maher for Tipperary. You know, he's a household name. I think his aerial ability, his leadership for Tipperary, his defending qualities as well. You know, he gets the hook, he gets the block. When you're talking about defenders, I suppose I always looked at maybe kind of like JJ Delaney. He never stood out. Well, he did actually stand out, but he's defending, his flicks, his hooks. You know, just being in the right position at the right time and always there for the other defender when they're under pressure to take a hand pass, you know. And when Tipperary over the years weren't going well, Pádraig Maher always stood up and always led from the front, you know. And he's a super hurler. But also, just on that as well, I can't without saying Owen O'Donnell from Dublin fullback. And he's probably a name that wouldn't be associated with one of the best defenders. But I've watched him the last 2 years now, and he has been excellent. And a lot of good hurlers have got it in full forward, and we've got very, very little change. He's so young, he's 23, but he's athletic. You know, he's out in front, he's great hurling ability. And only for he'd probably play with Dublin, he'd be on any other in the county team, his name would be in the highlights a bit more often. But the fact that he's just playing with Dublin, he's not out there as much, but he's still young, but he's definitely one of the top defenders, I think, in the game as well. So, yeah, going forward, he's a name definitely to look out for as well as Owen O'Donnell.
Yeah, I wouldn't fancy a spin on him myself. Now, number three, I like this one. What was the worst telling off Brian Cody ever gave you, and what was it for?
Brian Cody never had to tell me off, DJ. I was always playing well.
The first light.
Yeah. To be fair to Brian, like, he'd never go through you in front of people. Like, he never, like, you know, in a team scenario, he'd never call you out, really. Obviously, during the match, in the heat of battle at half time, he often said, like, Come on, Taggy, you know, get in the game, you know, up your work rate, or, you know, get out of the box and come on. But it's kind of a more of a, I think, a team. He'd go through a team scenario more so a player. He'd be kind of saying that it's not good enough, like, as a team performance, and changes will be made, and he doesn't care about All-Stars, he doesn't care about hurlers of the years, and the proof is in the pudding. He's often done it that he's left off the teams, and I suppose that convinces the players more so than anything, you know. I suppose the only time I've ever seen Brian Cody go through hurlers was actually, if I had time to tell it there, but it's 2012, we were playing Limerick in a quarter final in Semple Stadium, and we were winning but weren't playing well, and he came into the dressing room at half time, and I think one of the lads stood up there just to kind of to get us going, and he just turned around and said, sit down. And he went through every one of the team, subs included, of more potential, better performance needed, you're not hurling to your ability. And I was sitting at the end of the on the bench, and he was coming up to the line, and I was, oh my God, what's he going to say to me? And all. But luckily enough, I was actually playing well the same day, and he came to me and he kind of stopped and said, you're doing okay. And then he went on again and started cutting the backs off everyone else. So that night, the boys were taking the absolute piss out of me because I was Coley's pet for the day, you know. That was the only time I see him go through, lads. In front of people, if you get
a golden child, you must have been. The golden child.
For that one day, DJ, I got away with it, yeah. My God, did I get a slag at that night.
And still are, no doubt. Paddy Ahern, your three quickfire questions. Number one, how was last weekend from a Paddy Paris perspective on the hurling front? And what was your worst result? And feel free to gloat all you want.
Oh yeah, we'll gloat away. There was only one game really that mattered, you know, that turned over any money at all. That was the Wexford game, and the draw was a very good result. I think if it went either way, if Galway had won the handicap, we would have lost a few quid. If Wexford had won the match, we'd have lost a few quid. But the draw was kind of pleased everyone except Galway supporters, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Number two, and I have a feeling there was a few big bets struck last weekend. What was the biggest bet struck of Paddy Power in the Hurling Championship last weekend, and who was it on? I'd imagine you're inundated with support for Galway, were you?
There was a good bit, right. It wouldn't have bowled you over, though. Like, there was a couple of four-figure bets pre-match for Galway and a couple of Cumes in there as well, a 2-5. But there was one bet some fella had in play. He stood to win $5,500 on Wexford. He backed them in play, I think it was during the first half, and I would say that poor devil was very, very unlucky because they really, really should have won the match in my view. So that was, we were lucky to get away with that one, I think.
I would suggest that was somebody at the match realising just how strong the wind was, I'd imagine.
Possibly, yeah, getting blown into the sea in Salt Hill, that's how I'd imagine who was it.
Okay, and finally, number three, what team is the worst loser for Paddy Power in the outright market for the All-Ireland Hurling Championship?
Yeah, it was before the championship, and it's continued to be Limerick. So we still have believers out there who are kind of nibbling away. So Limerick and Waterford were the two biggest losers. We've obviously seen a huge upsurge in Tipperary supporters and after the last two games, but Limerick would still be the worst result by a bit of a distance at the minute.
Okay, I think you'll be keeping that, and that brings us nicely into this weekend's action and a couple of key games in the Munster Hurling Championship. 2:00 Walsh Park on Sunday. It is Waterford v Limerick. Some prices and handicaps, please, Paddy.
Yeah, Waterford 23-10. The draw is 9-1. Limerick are 4-9. Waterford +3 is 10-11. Handicap draws 11-1. And Limerick -3 is even money.
And Paddy Ahern, is it ridiculous to think that Limerick might not even get out of Munster?
It's certainly not ridiculous. So it's a straight down the middle pick'em shot, really. Like, we have it to fight the six that they're not going to qualify from the group from Munster on site. And it's... It looks like this weekend is a massive, massive game for them. They're going to have to win it, I think. If they don't win, they're really, really under pressure. They've Clare to come into the Gaelic grounds, and then they've to go to Tip. It might be again the Tip have qualified, but the likelihood is it probably won't. And even if they have, there's no dead rubbers in the Munster Championship. Like, if they have to go to Tip for a result, Tip will still be going to knock them out as well. So it's going to be tricky, but I think they're going to get back on the horse and win this weekend, and that'll definitely give them a bit of hope, I think.
Aidan Fogarty, Waterford have their backs to the wall. They're 2-2. There was so much Walsh Park talk going into the championship, and the fact that they fought so hard to get home advantage. They look very good there in the league. Have they a kick in them? They must have some sort of a kick. There must be some sort of something in Waterford that's going to make sure they're not a walkover on Sunday.
Yeah, I agree. I think there will be a kick in them. I think the performances to date have been poor, and you know, I think they'll be sitting down during the week, and it's probably not even about the hurlers. I don't think they have the quality of the hurlers to match up to Limerick. But I think it'll come down to maybe just the mental state and the hard work and the grind and the absolute tenacity to get out there and try to get a result in their home patch. So in terms of a kick, I think they'll be just set up properly. I think they'll be really hard. They'll go into tackle. Their lives will be on the line. You know, they're in a corner and they have to try to get out of it. But I still think Limerick have the better players and the better plan. I think from Walsh perspective, the changeover from McGrath to Fanning, I think it's having an effect. They're not dictating their own game plan on teams, and they're kind of falling away towards the end of the game. And there's no real leaders, you know, even in the team. You know, Kevin Moran was always a leader for him, and he's playing wing-back midfield now, and they're lacking leadership up in the forwards. Austin Gleeson is in and out of it. They're playing very individual, but I still think there's a kick in them, but not enough. Beat Limerick on Sunday, so I still think there's more in this Limerick team. I think they have one game now under the belt, and maybe got a bit of a shock and a bit of a kick up the arse there against against Cork and saying, look, this is not going to be easy. And I think Kiley is a shrewd enough manager to bring him back down to earth, you know, and to be ready for this game. Because basically, I think if Limerick don't win this game on Sunday, I think they won't get out of Munster.
Gonzo. Gone. Yeah, I think this is a massive, massive game for Limerick. Paddy Hearn, how much, when yous are pricing up this game, how was it priced before Limerick's defeat to Cork and after?
Yeah, so we've kind of taken on this year to price up every game before the price all the games up at the start of the championship and then just kind of work our way through. So it actually, I think there was a bigger move with it from Waterford's first day out against Clare more so. So I think it actually would have been priced. I think Limerick would have been slightly bigger, I think, before the Waterford Clare game. And then they obviously came in when we weren't impressed with Waterford that day. It didn't move all that much, I have to say, from the Cork game. We obviously just looked at it in terms of Cork came with a really, really good performance. Limerick were a little bit. They were definitely below form, but then at the same time in the same evening Waterford did go and they were down to 14 men and all the rest, but they got hammered by 17 points as well. So that was kind of two teams on both in a given day that kind of cancelled each other out for bad performances. So really after Cork came, it didn't move all that much, I have to say.
Yeah, well, I suppose the fact that Cork are going to win the All-Ireland, it wasn't too bad of a result for Limerick when you look at it that way, I suppose. Right lads, time to cut to the chase. Aidan Fogarty, who's going to win and why?
Yeah, I think Limerick, because it's such a big game, and I think they're used to winning maybe the bigger matches now with the All-Ireland series last year, getting over the semi-final, getting over the All-Ireland final. They know how to win. I think they know that they're under serious pressure, and I think they still have the best panel in the country. And I think a few changes, like I think he needs to play Seamus Flanagan on full forward. You know, they're trying Peter Casey, I think, just to change it up. Seamus Flanagan for me last year was kind of a focal point, and the boys were willing to play off and Gillan and these lads, Mulcahy were playing off and they're playing to their strengths. So I think just go back to basics for Limerick and come out with a real kind of fighting spirit, and that's why I'm back in Limerick. And I think Limerick on the handicap of -3 at evens is a good bet.
Okay, so it's Limerick -3 for Aidan Fogarty. For Paddy Hearn?
Yeah, I fancy Limerick as well, and the main reason I think what it'll come down to too is that Waterford's goal scoring record in the last couple of games has been very, very poor. They've only scored one goal in the last five games. That was in that league semi-final against Galway. So I think they're really, really struggling in front of goals. They don't seem to have any ball winners either, so that's why I think Brick Walsh kind of has to come back in, whether he's, you know, fit as he used to be, or whether for 70 minutes or not, like he needs to be there for a good while to win a bit of ball. So the bet, I think Limerick are going to win, and one bet I see it's really, really going to be hard to get beat, I think, is Limerick to score the first goal and to win the match. We have it up on site at 11-10, and yeah, I think I'd say that's probably the best bet of the weekend, to be honest.
Okay, that's interesting. Limerick to get the first goal and to win the match. And I noticed one of my tips last week in the Racing Post that I think Paddy Power might have got wrong. Did you get stung at all for me to get the first goal against Carlo? You were much bigger than everybody else on that, no?
Yeah, there was a few quid in that as well. And obviously Paddy O'Rourke tipped Mickey Newman as well. So that was a double whammy there, I think.
Okay, so it's Limerick all the way for Aidan Fogarty and Paddy O'Hearn. I think there could be a kick in Waterford. I thought 23-10 wasn't a bad bit of value given their record at Walsh Park and given how poorly they played against Clare and were still only beaten by a point. So moving on to 4 o'clock at Cusack Park in Ennis on Sunday. It is Clare against a revitalised Tipperary side. How tight is this in the betting, Paddy?
Yeah, it's very tight. Clare at 6-5, the draw is 8-1, Tip are 10-11, so it's Clare plus 1 at 5-6. The handicap draws 10-1, and Tip minus 1 at 11-10.
Aidan Fogarty, has it happened again? Are we once again being fooled by this Tipperary side? Everybody is talking about them as All Ireland contenders. They're the new favourites. We've been here before, haven't we? Will their bubble burst when they face a real challenge?
Yeah, exactly, DJ, yeah. No, they're definitely being talked about, and even in their own county, I'm hearing it there. And they're blowing them up, and that's only going to be bad news for Tipperary, their team themselves, because that's what they don't want, being in the media and being talked up. But I think they're a little bit different this year, and I suppose the reason is because of maybe Sheedy and O'Shea. I think Sheedy does bring a steelness to it. He'll ground them as much as he can, and he'll tell them, look, be realistic about it. They played Cork on a day where they didn't perform, and they played a Waterford team which are trying to find form and are kind of poor at this stage. So realistically, have they been tested? And the answer is probably not. And that's why this game on Sunday, I think, is going to be ferocious. And Tip and Clare traditionally don't get on off the field or on the field. So there's going to be skin and hair flying. And I think the matchups are vital. When we played Tipperary and they played the same style of kind of roving role and kind of forwards moving in and out, I think what we came to was get our matchups right and have the confidence to just follow your man all over the field, no matter where he goes. If they go past 65, don't follow him. That's up to the midfielders and backs. But if they come in past 65, you take your man and you hit him hard. And I think that's what you have to do to Tipperary. Knock their forwards off stride, because if you're allowing their backs to give quality balls to their forwards, they will destroy you. But they haven't been hit hard yet, and that's what I'm expecting Clare to do on Sunday.
And you did earlier on in the podcast series tip Clare as the best value as All-Ireland winners. Are you still thinking that Clare could be kind of dark horses in the Lee McCarthy race?
I do, yeah. No, absolutely. Look, they played Waterford and look, they let their lead slip, and Clare has a tendency to do that when they're ahead. They take their foot off the gas and they allow teams back into it, which is a fault of theirs. But if you look at their forwards, if you look at Doug and Kelly, you know, O'Donnell, Conlon and Collins, that's a serious, serious forward line if they get it set up. The only backdrop to them is their backs. Their backs, I think they need a bit more steel in them. They're smallish, they're nippy backs, and I suppose that's the game they're playing. They're playing maybe a short game. But they can mix it both ways, I think. I think they can go along with Conlon and Duggan. They're the big men. They can win the ball. And the likes of O'Donnell in around, to scrape up a breaking ball and get scores. And they came very close to the semi-final last year. You know, got Galway to extra time and just came up short. And you're talking about Clare building and progressing and all this. These guys are coming to age now, and if they're going to win anything, it's this year or the year after, you know. This building process is over for them. So I still think they're good outsiders for the Ireland, and, you know, it'll be a big statement to take down Tip on Sunday if they do.
It certainly would. I'm sure there's people listening here, Paddy Hearn, and they'll be saying to themselves, Tip have been absolutely amazing in two games so far. They've been flawless. They've hit massive scores that a couple of years ago we never thought would exist with two teams of a similar ability. And there'll be people saying, how on earth are Tipperary not shorter in the market? Was there much of a discussion after the huge wins in Power Tower saying, you know, Jesus, we have to be careful here with Tipperary? Or are you kind of saying, right, we don't know for sure if they're the world beaters they looked in the first two games? There's a valid case to be made for Tipperary being shorter, isn't there?
A lot of our punters think so, and there's a lot of people out there that certainly think it, and they would have been, as I was explaining from the last time, during the matches and just straight after the other games, they would have been clowning into Tipperary for this, and they are a bit of a loser for us, for the game. So what we would have done is kind of discussed it in between games and discussed it after games and looked at it and just said, okay, well, you know, they're going down to Ennis, and Ennis is a really hard place to go. So this week I just tried to quantify what that actually meant in terms of, you know, numbers and stats and stuff. So you look at 30 games since, we'll say, the start of 2017 with league and championship, with Clare in Division 1A. They've played 11 games in Ennis. They've won 10 of them. They lost one game in the 2017 league to Waterford. Their average winning margin at home in all those games in league and championship has been 5 points. When they've gone on the road and played away from home, their total average is a losing figure, and it's nearly minus 4 points. So you're looking at the difference between a home and away game for Clare to be arguably in one game could be up to 8 points, just judging by the numbers alone. You're looking at them scoring 25 points on average at home. When they go away, they're only scoring 20 points. Like, when people talk about Ennis is a massive advantage, and the numbers kind of back that up. Now, if you look over at the Tip side as well, Tipperary are masters at hammering teams. They've played, in 17 wins over in that same time period. They've beaten 8 teams by double figures, and then they've beaten 2 more teams by 9 points. They haven't beaten a team by 1 or 2 points since the All-Ireland semi-final when they beat Galway in 2016. So this is really Tipperary's absolutely acid test. Like, the last 3 All-Ireland champions have proved that you're going to have to win at least one game by 1 point. They're the games that wins All-Ireland, not the 17-point hammerings against Waterford. If Tipperary go out and prove it, then they're absolutely undoubted real contenders, and there is a bit of a difference in mindset, and there's a stronger mental kind of preparation, mental personality within these players. But that, like, they're really coming up against massive numbers here. So tape are ones that we're going to be trying to hold. We're going to try and get them in the bag, and it's going to be like, it should be in punter's head with 10 or 15 minutes left. If this game is level, then Clare are just going to be getting shorter and shorter, because with that Ennis crowd, it's going to be very, very difficult for Tip, and it's going to be a real sign that they've matured a hell of a lot if they come through in a tight game like that.
Paddy O'Hearn, you would put the lads on the Sunday game to shame. That is what you call proper hurling analysis. That's why people listen to the Racing Post GA podcast. Brilliant stuff from Paddy O'Hearn. And to back it all up, Paddy, now I want the best bet on the coupon.
Yeah, so in that vein, I think that Clare by 1 to 3 points is 4 to 1. Like, it doesn't, I'd be very, very surprised if Clare kind of kicked on and did what they did to Limerick by 11 points or anything last year. 1 to 3 points, Clare at 4 to 1, and I think there's a big game in Shane O'Donnell as well. I was so impressed with him against Waterford, considering he'd missed out on a lot of hurling, and apart from a couple of challenges, he wouldn't have had a proper hurling game in months. He's 8 to 1 for the first goal. He's 15 to 8 any time, and I think he's 12 to 1 for man of the match. There's a little bit bigger out there, but I think there's going to be a big kick out of Shane O'Donnell.
Lovely. So it's Shane O'Donnell loving for Paddy O'Hearn. Aidan Fogarty, how do you see this one going?
Yeah, I think Paddy hit the nail on the head there. I think it's going to come down to mentality versus ability. And I think what we're waiting for to see with Tipperary is their mentality on Sunday and how they're going to maybe come up against a team that is really going to hit them hard. I think it's going to be a high scoring game, both at the forwards. We know what Tipperary have done already. I've talked about the Clare forwards as well. There's fierce scoring potential on both sides. So I'd say it's going to be over 50.5 pints at 5 to 6. I think it's going to be a very high scoring game. It's not a bad bet.
Lovely. Over 50.5 points for Aidan Fogarty. And I think Clare might just sneak this one. I think this could be a sign of things to come potentially later in the year for Tipperary. Clare at home. When Paddy O'Hearn gives you that in-depth analysis, it makes you wonder whether Tipperary have value at all. Okay, the final match this weekend is Carlow versus Dublin. 3 o'clock, Netwatch, Cullen Park on Sunday. And just how short are Dublin and some handicap prices, Paddy?
Yeah, Carlow at home 7 to 1. Draw is 14 to 1, and Dublin are 1 to 10. Carlow +8 is 10 to 11. The handicap draw is 11 to 1, and Dublin -8 is even money.
So all listeners will want to know, Aidan Fogarty, is will Dublin beat that 8-point handicap?
I don't think so personally myself. I just have a feeling that maybe Carlow were probably gearing for this game all along through the year. It's a home game for Carlow against Dublin. They started off the championship playing Galway, and the week after having to play Kilkenny, which was going to take its toll on any team, never mind a team that's only coming up from the McDonough Cup into the serious side of things. And I think maybe that week from the Galway game, they had injuries and probably maybe didn't know how to recover, and mentally, like, it's very draining to come up against the Galway and then play Kilkenny the week after. So I think Carlow will be a better steed for Dublin. And if you're looking at Dublin, they don't really score goals, and it's their backs. I always feel Dublin's backs are very good, but it's their forwards that let them down. So I think Dublin actually don't really have the firepower to actually beat them by more 9 or 10 points. And I think Carlow are really going to stick their heels in and try and believe themselves that they're actually going to try to take this Dublin team down, because Dublin aren't playing that well either. And it will be a game that Carlow will target. So I think the handicap, I don't think Dublin will beat the handicap at -8.
Okay, so it's Carlow +8 for Aidan Fogarty. Which side are you on here, Paddy?
Yeah, I agree. If you look at the league, they beat Laois by 2 points. They beat Carlow by 6, even though it was a rotten day. They did beat Offaly by 12, but that's an Offaly with, you know, who've since got rid of their management and had a bad league as well. So I don't think that the Dubs are incredibly used to kind of hammering teams and that kind of stuff. Carlow, I was very impressed with them against Kilkenny, because they were absolutely hammered. Like, they were gone after 5-10 minutes in that game, and they still kind of battled and kept kind of plugging away in that match. So I think they'll stay within the 8, yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be a big day for Carlow hurling. Potentially it's going to be tight between Carlow and Dublin, according to our two experts. So now it's time for the best bets of the weekend in the hurling championship.
This will not be beaten.
Right, Paddy O'Hearn, we have to come to you first, trying to make the double after last weekend. What is your best bet of the weekend?
Yeah, Limerick to score the first goal and win 11-10. I'd be very surprised if that got you in.
Okay, so Limerick to score the first goal and win at 11-10. Aidan Fogarty?
Yeah, we talked about the Clare v Tip game. Personally, I think Clare are going to pip it, but I think Clare Tip at 8-1 a draw is a bit risky, but I think a draw could be down at Ennis this weekend.
Oh, Aidan Fogarty loves his draws, and I'm going to go for Carlow +8. And don't forget, the Racing Post GAA podcast treble will be enhanced on the Paddy Power site for all our listeners. So have a look, and I'm sure that'll be a nice, juicy, God, it'll nearly be a three-figure price for listeners. So that's it for this weekend's show, folks. My thanks to Paddy O'Rourke who joined us in part one for our football chat. Thanks to Aidan Fogarty and Paddy O'Hearn from our sponsors, Paddy Power. I've been David Jennings. Don't forget to join us next week.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&Cs apply. 18+. BGambleAware.org.